Welcome back into the program as we head into yet another weekend. It is Friday. David Sears is with us once again, the purveyor of the David Sears Experience, which can be found at the davidsearsexperience.blogspot.com. And if you don't follow him on Twitter, it's at David_Sears75. Well, happy weekend to you, Sears. It's another one. Starts tomorrow.
I'm ready, man. We are getting closer and closer to football season. Right now, what are we, 4 weeks away?
4 weeks.
First game. Man, it's pretty exciting.
Today we're going to discuss the Big Ten, and as we were discussing before we came on, this is by far the most interesting conference preview that we've done so far. And if you've missed Sears and my previews, you can go back through the show archives and listen. We've previewed the Pac-12, Big 12, the ACC, and now we are finishing with the Big Ten before we head into the SEC next week. But Sears, this conference has a lot going on. We have the most hyped first-year head coach in the sport, Urban Meyer. I say first-year head coach, first year back after the year on hiatus after his term at Florida. He's coming back as the head coach of Ohio State. Expectations are unquestionably high there. And then on the other side, in that division, with Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin, and the rest of the, I think it's the Big Ten Leaders Division, two teams are ineligible, and that, of course, is Ohio State and Penn State. So a lot going on in the Big Ten.
Well, the Big Ten, it's been an off season that they would like to forget. Penn State, of course, is a big story coming out there. And then when you look at the situation with Ohio State, and they may have more violations coming that the Urban's people committed with secondary violations, so that'll be trouble. And now you've basically got one division, which is Wisconsin, and nobody else really, because if you look there, you've got Indiana, Illinois, Purdue. They're not really going to be able to challenge a Wisconsin.
Oh, come on, Sears.
And I'm being serious.
Indiana, Purdue, and Illinois, they win Big Ten championships all the time.
Oh, I mean, Illinois is the most recent winner of a Big Ten championship. But our Rose Bowl appearance when Ohio State went to the national championship game, I think it was 07, they got to go to the Rose Bowl and get shellacked by USC. But the other division, the Legends division, is the actual division that will be fun to watch with three legitimate contenders in Michigan, Michigan State, and Nebraska. Michigan State last year was able to win the Legends division and came within a great flop by the punter of having a shot at winning the Big Ten championship game and headed to the Rose Bowl. Michigan's supposed to be very improved. Their defense looked much improved against Virginia Tech, but Denard Robinson can easily self-destruct, as we saw him do a couple of times last year. And Nebraska, T-Magic's never really lived up to the hype. He starts off very strong at the beginning of the season and then just completely falls apart. So that division will be fun to watch. Minnesota, probably not going to be a threat. Iowa could be a threat.
They could be.
Kirk Ferentz is a coach that is now the longest tenured coach in the Big Ten, and he is he's got a little something there. And then Pat Fitzgerald has Northwestern rolling. I think he's gone to two or three consecutive bowls. So Northwestern's not to be ruled out completely as a factor. I don't see them winning it, but I can definitely see them as a factor in the Big Ten.
Well, you told us something last week, speaking of Pat Fitzgerald. You said that he supports some sort of seeded playoff mechanism to where the championship game in the Big Ten would be between the top two teams, regardless of divisional orientation this year, considering one division has two teams, 33% of it, ineligible. That would be interesting.
It would be very interesting. Pat Fitzgerald suggesting that with him doing it for this 1 year, but I don't see them doing that. I don't think they'd go against the grain just for this 1 year to appease the Legends division, because Wisconsin pretty much has the Leaders division wrapped up. It'd be an interesting precedent. I mean, we've seen interesting precedents this year before with Penn State getting slammed by the NCAA without any technical NCAA rule violations. But Wisconsin, when you look at their schedule, it's just not that challenging overall.
No.
You see them
at Nebraska.
Have a couple of rough games. Yeah, at Nebraska, and then they host Michigan State. on October 27th, and last two times that they've got together have been pretty exciting games. So you had the Hail Mary in the regular season, then the flop in the Big Ten Championship game. But, I mean, the road games for Wisconsin are at Nebraska, at Purdue, at Indiana, at Penn State. Penn State is starting to just get depleted from all the transfers.
Yeah.
At Indiana, not really that big a deal. At Purdue, not that big a deal.
Right.
And then Nebraska is a prime time game, probably going to be your ABC game that night. And the way their schedule's set up, Wisconsin could easily go undefeated.
Yeah, I personally see Wisconsin sailing through that Big Ten season. I don't see a challenge out of conference either. Myself, at Oregon State, that's not going to be a problem. Neither will UTEP. And so I think Nebraska could give them a game. I think that's the one chance they have to maybe suffer a defeat. But as you said, they could go undefeated. So you see Wisconsin taking that Big Ten Leaders Division title. I do too.
Oh, that Leaders Division, I mean, it's Wisconsin's to lose. It would take some type of freaky outlook where just Illinois catches lightning in a bottle or Indiana. I mean, that's just weird to say Indiana. Purdue is just kind of one of those teams you don't really expect much from.
No.
They've got people coming back, but last year they went 7-6, and they were 6-6 in the regular season, and they had to beat Western Michigan in the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl to finish above 500. So, and they barely beat Western Michigan 37-32. So it's not like they're a world beater.
Let's talk about Legends, the Legends division. As you mentioned, I think Iowa could have a competitive year this year. I agree with you. That could be a team you want to keep your eye on. Michigan, of course, opens up with Alabama in Dallas. Everybody will be watching that game, but that means nothing for their conference schedule. So Michigan, obviously, will be a threat to win that division. Michigan State will be competitive. They won it last year. They were a part of the inaugural Big Ten Championship game. And then, of course, I think the favorite is Nebraska. I think Nebraska has a lot coming back on defense this year, and I think they are my dark horse to go ahead and wrap up the Big Ten title in 2012. But how do you see the Legends division shaking out?
Legends division, I really think Michigan has to be the favorite to go there. Michigan State's going to be a close second. Nebraska, they play good defense, but T-Magic has not shown he can throw the ball consistently.
Taylor Martinez.
You have to have the threat of a passing game to make sure you can do anything on offense. And as Alabama showed in the national championship game, a mid-range passing game with an occasional deep threat can be a great weapon to open up the running game. But Taylor Martinez just, or T-Magic as I like to call him, just doesn't quite have that arm and that accuracy. And unless he develops that, it's going to be between Michigan State and Michigan. When you look at Michigan State, though, they draw another hard schedule.
Yep.
They host Ohio State, they go to Michigan, they go to Wisconsin, and then they're home for Nebraska.
Yeah, that is tough.
So their season will basically be determined from October 20th through November the 3rd. And if they can go 2-1 during that stretch and beat Ohio State, they'll win the division.
And you also have to look at their non-conference schedule, because that can always beat a team up before they begin conference play. And they have Notre Dame, as usual, Michigan State does. But they also have Boise State on that first week of the year in a game that I think is going to be very interesting. If I were looking for one game outside, of course, Alabama, Michigan, Auburn, Clemson, and the other marquee games on that first Saturday, I would keep my eye on Michigan State, Boise State to see how that turns out. I'm going to be keenly interested in that game.
That Friday night game, you'll have two big, good games going on. You'll have Tennessee, North Carolina State. I think that's on ESPN2, and then
it is. ESPNU.
ESPNU. Wow, Tennessee's designated ESPNU. That's horrible. And then the Michigan State Boise State game. Boise State's breaking in a new quarterback.
Yes.
And East Lansing can be a very difficult place to play. So I really like Michigan State there. I really think they'll be able to get off the season on the right foot. I mean, last year, if they hadn't had that fluke loss to Notre Dame, I really think they could have had enough momentum garnered to probably have a different season. So they're going to have to replace Kirk Cousins at quarterback, but that defense looks pretty good. So I like Michigan State there, but with all that Michigan has coming back, I really think that this is Michigan's division to lose.
What about Urban Meyer? This is his first year in the Big Ten, and of course they can't participate in any postseason play whatsoever, ever, be it a Big Ten championship or a BCS or bowl game of any kind, really. So this is his first year. They're playing for nothing, so to speak, but they also are Ohio State. You know they're going to have a competitive team. What do you think a legitimate record for Ohio State fans to look for this year would be? I mean, I think somewhere along in the 8, 9, 10 win category. I just don't see them getting to 11 or 12 wins. That's just me.
I think somewhere between 8 and 10 is legitimate. Right now, you look at their schedule, they have, to me, two guaranteed losses in Wisconsin and Michigan, and then everything else is pretty much a win except for Michigan State and Nebraska. Those two are going to be iffy.
Right.
Central Florida will give them a little bit of a challenge. UAB may give them a challenge. Cal may give them a challenge. I'm joking about UAB. Garrett McGill playing close for a quarter, and then Ohio State's superior talent will win out. But their non-conference schedule is not really that challenging outside of Central Florida and Cal.
No.
And in all likelihood, they'll be 4-0 heading to East Lansing on September 29th. That little, they tend to get their four toughest games. Two of them tend to book in the season with at Michigan State, then home for Nebraska, and then at the end of the season at Wisconsin,
yeah,
then home for Michigan. So they've got that going for them. It'll be pretty much a cakewalk in between at Indiana, home for Purdue, at Penn State, home for Illinois. And I don't see the Buckeyes having too much trouble in between there. So at worst, at best, I see them going at 10-2. At worst, maybe 9-3.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's going to be somewhere around that 9-win mark that's going to be your average and probably where Ohio State will end up at the end of the day. Well, talking about hot seats, we each week have named a coach from each conference that we think is on the hottest seat, and there aren't really many coaches on the hot that could be viewed as on the hot seat in the Big Ten. Urban Meyer, of course, coming in his first year. We all know what Bill O'Brien is up against at Penn State. I don't think Brett Bielema would be on the hot seat after this year, although he probably needs to win. Neither do I see Bo Pelini or Mark D'Antonio, who is the head coach of Michigan State, who just went to the Big Ten championship game last year. But if you want to look at a hot seat contender after this year, if he doesn't succeed, and again, this is after this year, if he hasn't succeeded, I think Kirk Ferentz could be one coach that you could find there. Simply because he's a highly touted coach. As you mentioned earlier, he at one time was the highest paid coach in college football. He's had a solid program at Iowa, but the last couple of years they haven't been as competitive as they probably should have been, and Iowa should field competitive teams. I mean, that's just something they should do. They're a solid program. They dominate that state for the most part, with the exception a little bit of Iowa State. So I say Kirk Ferentz. What about you?
Yeah, probably Kirk Ferentz, because I don't really see anybody there.
Yeah,
I mean,
nobody.
Purdue, they're happy. They're really happy with what they have. They're a mediocre team with a couple of good years success. Indiana, I think that Kevin Wilson's just second year there.
Right.
Illinois, this is Beckman's first or second year, I forget which. And Minnesota just got a new football coach and a new football stadium. So Ferentz is probably on the hot seat, but all he needs to do is take him to a Big Ten title game or just have a 9 or 10-win season. He'll be fine.
Well, great stuff as always, David, as we previewed the Big Ten. We're now set to go into the SEC. That'll begin next week, folks. And you know when we get to SEC previews that we're just about to college football. So good stuff as always.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. You're not Joseph. I don't know why I just want to call you Jesse, but thank you very much, Jacob. You have a great day, and remember, you can hit me up on Twitter at David_Sears75 and the davidsearsexperience.blogspot.com.
And you can do the same for Bun Sports at Bun Sports on Twitter and facebook.com/Bun Sports. And, of course, mine is at Jacob Bun. If you want to follow me as well. We will be back next week. More to come, more previews. So count down the days till college football, 29 days until that first Saturday, 27 until Thursday night game kicks off. It's great. Can't wait. This is the Joseph Bunn Show. We'll be back next week.